Welcome to Rafa Said It Here, a show about everything and anything that happens in our lives that impacts our mind, body, and spirit. I am so glad that you're joining us today. Welcome to the show. Hey, you guys, welcome to Rafa Said It Here. My name is Rafaela Silva, and I'm very excited that you're joining me today. If you are tuning in for the first time and you are listening through Spotify, make sure that you hit the follow button and also the notification bell so that you can get my latest episodes. And if you're listening through Apple or any other platform, make sure that you also hit their follow button and the notifications as well. So today we're talking about karma. Ooh, the big K, right? When we think about the word karma, I think I'm safe to say that we're only thinking about something bad, something negative. We often hear people say negative, oh, karma is a bitch, right? When we're referring to something that, something happening to someone, especially when we know that they have done something that have hurt other people and something bad happens to them, we're quickly to shout out, you know, karma is a bitch. So today we're going to be talking about what karma means and how karma is seen through the universal eyes and how it can actually be a gift. I'm sorry, how the negative karma can actually be a gift. So I went to look up the etymology of the word karma, and I like looking up etymologies because it tells you the origin of that word. And what I found was that karma is a Sanskrit word that was formed in the Indian context back in the 1800s. And what it means is that what karma means is, karma is the sum of a person's actions in one life, which determines his form in the next. So I'm going to say that one more time. So karma is the sum of a person's actions in one life, which determines his form in the next. So of course, the context here is reincarnation. It is believed reincarnation that what you do in this life, whatever it is that you do, good or bad, right? You get to see how that is shaped in the next life. So the understanding here is that karma, because of that, because it is a sum of actions, it is both positive and negative, meaning you can have not just negative karma, but you can also have positive karma. So the good things or the positive things that you do in this life will also determine what gets to show up in your life in the next form, right? So what I found to be interesting, though, even if you don't believe in reincarnation, or perhaps you don't believe in karma, right? If you might be like, I don't believe in karma. The interesting thing about karma is doesn't necessarily mean that it's just in this life. And the reason why I said it is because it reminded me of something called one of the universal laws. It reminded me of one of the universal laws, and that is the law of cause and effect. Now, for those of you that don't know what the law of cause and effect means, cause and effect is the law of cause and effect is a fundamental principle that states that every action has a corresponding consequence. This is also known as the law of causality, and is based on the idea that everything in the universe is interconnected and that nothing happens by chance. So, you know, the law of cause and effect, whatever it is that you do, there's a consequence attached to it. Let it be good or bad, positive or negative, right? So when I think about karma, I also think about the laws of cause and effect. So let me give you an example. Let's say, for example, you decided you didn't want to go to work this morning, and although you think that there was no negative impact whatsoever on that action, but it actually did. So you not going to work, even though there's nothing wrong with it, had a negative impact because now you're one missing from a group that depended on you for something to function in a specific way. So I'm not saying it didn't function, but it didn't function as it would have if you were there, right? So that means they had to, dribble a few things. So let's say, for example, a person that works for a fast food restaurant, and one person decided not to go to work, and another person decided not to go to work. So now they're shorthanded, right? They're short-staffed. And that means that other people that would normally will go there in the morning to buy their coffee, that would take 5 minutes, now it takes 20 because they're short-staffed. So you not going to work, that law of cause and in fact had a negative impact that did like a domino effect, not just on like you're over here at home chilling, watch TV, or maybe you're sick, I don't know. But that action caused a negative impact, not just in your company's or the company you work for's lives, but the person who was there buying a coffee because now they had to wait longer. Maybe now they're getting to work late and is impacting their workforce. So everything in the universe is interconnected. So that is the law of cause and effect. So yeah, so the actions that we do take has an impact. It causes an impact, right? But again, remembering that they're both good and bad, positive and negative. You've also seen another place that this is actually seen is in the Bible, in Galatians 6:7, where it says that so what a man sow, he shall also reap. But it's not just in that particular scripture. There are many scriptures in the Bible that talks about reaping what you sow, right? So another place that I found to be interesting where it deals with karma is the Gene Keys, which I'll talk a little bit about in other episodes of my podcast. But in Gene Keys, they have this thing that all of us are, as we come, we're designed a specific way. We have certain gene, what they call Gene Keys, which is relating to the I Ching. And we're born with these different type of numbers and genes and codes, and all of them represent three things: your shadow, your gift, and also your essence, right? Meaning your essence is what you become. Your shadow is often the thing that you struggle mostly in life. And when I think about shadows, I think about what? I think about karma. So I thought it was interesting how the idea of karma, although the context was reincarnation, but how it also can be seen throughout other places in the world, that we and call it something else, right? So, the other thing about karma, as I think about the context of what it means, also it made me think about if our actions determines what it is that we're going to experience in another life. What can we be doing today, right? With that awareness, what could we be doing today to begin to clean up the negative karma that we're bringing from past lives, right? So, and from that perspective, I look at karma as a gift because if there are things that are happening in our lives that are not working, right? That are, you seem to be repeating things or getting the short end of the stick or whatever it is that is you're struggling with, right? In life, that we could look at it as karma, bringing a karma from another life or maybe even this own life. How can we look at that and say, what can I do to shift? What can I do to change that paradigm? Sometimes the shift might not necessarily happen in this life, or rather, you might not get to experience it in this life, but how can I do it even if I get to experience in another life, right? So the way I look at karma as a gift is from that space, from that I. What is karma trying to tell you? What are some of the things that are happening in your life that are hurtful, that seem to be repeating, that you don't like? How can you look at that as a gift and see what is it trying to show you? What is karma trying to show you? As opposed to keep repeating, keep hurting, and keep destroying, because what happens, you're still, you keep coming back and doing the same thing. How can you look at karma as a gift and clean up some of the stuff that you either did in another life or perhaps this life? So I think that the quicker we look at it, the quicker we accept and say, okay, what can I do differently? I think the quicker we'll not having to deal with it and be able to embrace our purpose in this life, right? So this was a quick one, you guys. I just wanted to talk about that. And I want you guys to have the meaning of karma and how karma also can be seen in other universal spaces that have similarities. They don't call it karma, but they have similarities to it. And encouraging you to consider looking at karma as a gift, as opposed to a complaint and something that, like, oh, why am I, you know, begin to look within and see, what can I learn from it? How can I change? And how can I clean this up so that you can build a better future for yourself, not just in this life, but in the next life to come. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining me. If you decide to take this on, to look within, send me a DM on Instagram. I am Rafaela Silva, and that's the letter I, letter M, Rafaela Silva, and also A New Life School. All right, guys, have a great weekend. I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye. Hey, you guys, don't forget to check out rafaelasilva.com, where you're going to find healing tools, coaching sessions, and, of course, resources to uncover your purpose and help you see what's possible. See you on the inside.